This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Globalism now, strip bare before the world. They wanted to bring in their world government of debt slavery and balkanization, dehumanization, without having a debate. They wanted to have a world government without ever even having a discussion, that it was unelected and nobody asked to enter it. Kind of like the EU. Only, what, two countries out of 25 plus ever got to vote to enter it. Now they're telling the British, well, you voted to leave, but you can't. That'll only make them more angry. You can always steal one or two more times, but then you run out of gas, boys. And I think you know that. So you want to have a big world war. You're so full of arrogance, bravado, chutzpah. Those of us that aren't megalomaniacs and don't want to destroy the planet are going to stand up and put you in check. And I watched the whole Hillary speech. It was like 45 minutes long last night. I'm going to play some of it coming up in the next segment, where she said Putin runs the alt-right, and she runs Donald Trump. That is the most insane, bizarre, over-the-top, true conspiracy theory with no proof I think I've ever heard of in my life. I've never been to Russia. I've never been to Eastern Europe. I don't have any Slavic bloodlines. My family, I mean, I never get into this because everybody says, oh, my family's background, this or that. But, I mean, it's ridiculous, okay? I mean, it's hard to find somebody that's got a longer, you know, Mayflower, both sides of the family, right through the colonies in the North and in the South. Super prominent people. I'm not even going to get into it because it sounds ridiculous. And then right through to the founding of Texas and just so much more, and inventing things and everything from basically Dr. Pepper to the stock exchange in England. That was the Greshams. And that's on the maternal line in my family. The family crest symbol was a grasshopper. And it, I mean, that's just a few of the highlights. There was also some infamous people I never mentioned. And I'm not talking about just kind of related to. I mean, it's just like, it wasn't like there was a breeding program in my family, but these families kind of kept running into each other throughout time out of England and even out of France and Germany, because we've had our lineage done way back. I mean, here's an example. My parents, I never really told this story, had two different major religious groups come to them at UT when they were going to the University of Texas and offer to basically pay for their tuition and everything if they would join their churches and everything. And my dad, after like a year of trying to do this, was like, why are you doing this? Well, we've done your genealogy. And again, that's what the globalists are all into, ladies and gentlemen. And there are evil genealogies. There are good genealogies. There are families that tend to express good things, families that tend to express bad things. And the globalists know this, and that's why they've got a very, very tight lid on things. And they're trying to manipulate and control. And you've got good bloodlines that you find in every race, color, and creed, and you've got bad ones. And an expression of this is, again, many families are known to have psychopathic tendencies in them in royalty. And interbreeding actually does that. Well, I mean, look at dogs. Overbreeding of dogs makes them act mentally ill, snapping, biting, doing weird stuff. They might be really, really smart, but they, you know, crap in your shoe or, you know, climb in the baby's crib and bite the baby for no reason. You know, they're nuts. And that goes on. And then there's lines of dogs you say that are true and will kill themselves to help you and would always be faithful. That's just a paradigm of dogs. Well, it's the same with men. And we're dealing with true abject evil here. I don't know how I went down some bloodline discussion, but when we come back, I'm going to get directly into a bunch of Trump clips, then Hillary's clips, and a lot more. And we're going to open the phones up today as well on this Friday edition. And then we've got Mark Moreno from Climate Depot joining us as well with big developments on that front. Infowars.com. Stay with us.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Trump came out yesterday, and we played the clip, we're going to play it again in a moment, and said that Hillary Clinton is a bigot. Then he tweeted more and has made other statements pointing out that she's a race baiter. That's the true form of bigotry, is to be so psychopathic, you hate everybody, but you're just playing groups off against each other using that. And that's one of the most frustrating things of having to cover all this racial and cultural and class warfare stuff is you emotionally and genetically start actually finding yourself halfway getting into it because you're designed that way, even though you know it's a manipulation. And then it really makes you mad that they're doing that, because even though you're not racist, there are people being racist to you, whether you be black, white, whatever. And so you then have that response. And then we'll get into a bunch of other clips from Trump, but he's absolutely right. They are invoking hardcore division and teaching in public schools, mainly white teachers are, they're the biggest pushers, that whites are inherently bad and how to fix the problem of whiteness. I mean, I was taught just in my few years in community college before I decided to get out of there and not, you know, follow any more education. Almost every class they called us in, and they were all white professors, and were saying that whiteness was inherently bad, and thank God whiteness, a recessive gene, would be bred out soon. I mean, that's a recurring theme for decades, except for one black professor I had. She was a lady who said, I used to be a big liberal, and she was just telling the class this after I'd been there about 6 months. She goes, until I went to Africa, until I saw how bad it was, and I realized the problems are a lot deeper than what's actually being said. And then she got a little bit more into it. But it's just funny that most of the people you see really pushing this you're an effing white male thing, you don't have a right to speak or white, like AIDS Trelix, the famous internet meme. So let's go ahead and go to that clip because it's important, and then I'm going to get to the other clips. Here is Trump on Hillary the bigot. And then we will get to the other clips straight ahead after that. And then we're going to also today be having Mark Moreno on from Climate Depot. Here's that clip of Trump.
Secretary Clinton, you haven't done a press conference in more than 260 days.
Hillary Clinton is a bigot who sees people of color only as votes, not as human beings worthy of a better future. She's going to do nothing for African Americans. She's going to do nothing for the Hispanics. She's only going to take care of herself, her husband, her consultants, her donors.
Absolutely. And then he can go further. Black unemployment has doubled. They had like some newspaper last week go, Alex Jones fact checked. He says unemployment has doubled. No, I said black unemployment's doubled. And that's with Cook numbers. It's probably more than doubled. If you look at all the other unemployment, it's up too. And that's with them taking 35 million people and growing out of the full business roles of full-time employment and moving them down to less than 25 hours so they're exempt from Obamacare. So then those people have two jobs. That's counted as more jobs in the economy and new jobs because you're working two or three jobs. Now let's go ahead and go to the next clip. This is Donald Trump compares Clinton emails to Watergate. Well, it's far worse than Watergate because she said she didn't alter those and none were classified. She's been caught lying. But we've reached that moment where she's now above the law, but not above the laws of nature.
As the Associated Press documented, more than half of the meetings Hillary Clinton took as Secretary of State with people outside government were Clinton Foundation donors. Hillary's chief of staff received more messages from the Clinton Foundation's chief operating officer than just about anybody else. 85 donors alone that she met with as secretary gave the foundation $156 million. And I know many of these people. I know many of these people. These are not people that are going up to pay their respects and say, Madam Secretary, how are you feeling? Isn't it a beautiful day? The weather is so beautiful. These are people that want things for their donation. These are people that expect things for their donation. And when you follow it out and you see the people that left her office, you take a look at what those people, those companies, and those countries got. Believe me, you will find out it is plenty.
And it's come out. It's come out. They have the email so far. And Assange says,
thousands of work-related emails she failed to turn over, including the new discovery this week of 15,000 more work-related emails she did not disclose. What is being uncovered now is one of the most shocking scandals in American political history. It's Watergate all over again. It's Watergate.
It is Watergate. Now, let's expand on that a little bit. Chelsea got $6 million a year. $6 million. She lives in a $10.5 million penthouse, free jets, cars, everything's paid for the foundation. Their whole life is paid for the foundation. They use the foundation's billions as a weapon system. Their global initiative has raised $69 billion in the last decade. But she says she doesn't get anything out of it. When she went into the governorship, she had nothing. She was worth millions when she left that. And then when she left the White House the first time, she was worth more than $30 million. Now she personally is worth hundreds of millions that they admit. And she admits she has secret bank accounts all over the world. But that's okay. If I set up a secret bank account and put $100,000 in Switzerland, I'd be investigated. But not her, because, again, she's above the law. Now, let's go ahead and go to the next clip here. Trump's campaign manager, not the overall chairman, but the manager, she has come out and said, well, we're not completely clear yet on our immigration stance. And then Trump comes out and says, no, I am. There could be 5 million, there could be 8 million, there could be 10 million, there could be 20 million, there could be 30 million. It's more like 35 million illegals in this country. The truth is they just go back and forth. Now people are coming in from China all over to have their babies for free. This is crazy. And they spin it like, oh, you flip-flop, you're going to get easy on the immigrants now. He said the felons, the people that are here that have long list of felonies that have been deported before, you're going to be sent back to your country of origin first. Then there's going to be a national program, because this is what he's talked about previously a year ago, where you basically go sign up, and then if you're not a criminal, you just go, and in a week, whatever, then you get processed right back in. Because he talks about how it's impossible right now, it's super hard to be a legal citizen. You have to jump through a lot of hoops. Because they want you illegal to be an underclass they control, who they can then skim off of and control. That's the Democratic Party. The Republicans want cheap labor, so they're in on it as well. And they don't care if, you know, the Democrats set up some race-based political system a decade down the road, because they just want money and don't care. They're going to have bodyguards anyways, no matter what happens to the Second Amendment. So they spin this like Trump is flip-flopping. No, Trump always said there are a lot of great people here from around the world, and we're going to give you a path to come here legally. But if you are here illegally, just like if I fly into Mexico and I'm given a visa to be there for a week, and they stamp on your card, okay, you came on this day, you're leaving that day. If you try to leave 2 days late after that, many times they'll arrest you or fine you. They have some of the most stringent rules in the world. Mexico makes Southwest Airlines, when it lands in Cancun, take off the minute the tower says, no other country does this, and land within a certain time, or they will send the plane back to the United States. China has tens of thousands of women a month landing to have their babies for free. Chinese women now outnumber the Mexicans coming in. We are a joke, people, of having to pay for all this. And he simply says, you're not going to do it, and we're going to build a wall, and he's the biggest demon, and everybody's hurt, like we're 2 years old. Oh, he took our sucker away. He's so mean. He hates us. We're not a country if we don't have a border. Everybody else does this, and it's okay when everybody else does it. From Russia to Mexico, but not us. Because we've been captured by globalists, they used our open society to do it, and they're using a bunch of desperate immigrants as their cannon fodder. So I don't dislike the immigrants, many of them victims of globalism. I dislike the larger program. Here is Trump on no path legalization unless they leave the country and come back. We'll see what happens. And Anderson Cooper won't shut up, the CIA operative, admittedly CIA in disinformation. This is a PSYOPs officer. Won't let Trump talk, but Trump still runs over him. Here it is.
First, I want to see what's going to happen. We're going to deport many people, many, many people.
The vast majority of those 11 million are not criminals.
But we don't know that. We're going to find out who they are. We have crime all over this country.
If they haven't committed crime, is there going to be a path to legalization?
First thing we're going to do, no, there's not a path. There is no path to legalization. Unless people leave the country, well, when they come back in, if they come back in, then they can start paying taxes.
So they still have
but
to leave the country.
But there is no path to legalization unless they leave the country and come back.
So that means of the 11 million who are here, even if they haven't committed a crime.
Well, you don't know. Again, you keep saying 11 million. You don't know what the number is. You know, millions
well, however
of people.
Many, that's the estimate.
And using the existing laws of our country, using the existing laws, millions of people are deported every year.
Right.
You know that,
yeah.
Right? You know, people don't talk about that. It's Obama. They don't talk about that.
Right.
But you have a lot of people being deported. We're going to do that vigorously. We're going to go with the laws that are existing. But we're going to have a very strong border, and we're not going to have people pouring back in. And when these people, the drug lords and all of these guys that are thrown out, they're not coming back into the country.
So if you haven't committed a crime and you've been here for 15 years and you have a family here, you have a job here, Will you be deported?
We're going to see what happens once we strengthen up our border. We're going to have a strong border, as strong as any border there is anywhere in the world. We're going to have a real wall. We're going to have tremendous protection, both technological protection and everything else. And then we're going to see what happens. But there's a very good chance the answer could be, yes, we're going to see what happens. Before I do anything, I want to get rid of the bad ones. And there are a lot of them. I want to get rid of all of the bad ones, and we're going to do that. That'll be the single first order I sign. We're going to stop. Right now I'm in New Hampshire.
That is beautiful. Okay, so he's not flip-flopped. It's not true. Another hoax. He never dropped out. They're faking the polls. It's all lies. We know that. Just keep getting the word out. We're going to come back now with Hillary attacking yours truly. Stay with us.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. September is National Emergency Preparedness Month, so order your no-obligation free sample and for a limited time, get an unprecedented 25% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now to take advantage of this limited time offer. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
There's nothing convenient about shaving. Overpaying for razors, running out of shaving gel, using old blades because you forgot to pick up new ones. That's gonna hurt. The nicks, the burns. But now all that's changed, because now there's Harry's. Harry's makes shaving better. We take the stress out of it. No more shaving with old blades, running out of lotions and gels, or paying an arm and a leg for blades. With Harry's, we deliver everything you need for a quality shave right to your door at a fraction of the cost. At Harry's.com, you can order what you need, when you need it, or sign up for one of Harry's flexible subscription plans. Harry's is so sure you'll love their shave, they'll send you their popular free trial set. It comes with a great razor, their world-famous blade, and shaving gel. Plus, they'll throw in their soothing post-shave balm, also free. Just pay a minimal shipping charge. So take shaving into the new era and start enjoying it for a change. Just go to Harry's.com right now and enter code Radio67 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code Radio67. That's Radio 67.
All orders go into effect immediately. Curfews begin at 6 p.m. and will be strongly enforced. Lawbreakers will be dealt with swiftly and justly.
Ready for martial law? You trust Infidel for armor. Now trust us for training. To get you ready for the coming collapse, Infidel just released a new video and book called Driven. Real warriors, real training. Buy now at DrivenDVD.com. That's DrivenDVD.com. Brought to you by Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com. Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There's a woman in the night. She's got a baby in her hand. Yeah, it's one more kid who'll never get to go to school, never get to be cool. I think that song says it all. I just butchered it. Let's keep this rolling for a minute.
People shuffling in their feet. People sleeping in their shoes. There's a warning sign on the road. There's a lot of people saying we'd be better off. It don't feel like a scene.
Saying that the alternative right, Matt Drudge, Alex Jones, doesn't have a right to exist. Simply amazing. You know, Hillary, you failed back in the early 90s to strangle the Western Journalism Center that I think really is the vanguard of patriotic, libertarian, conservative media that became WorldNet Daily. And even was before Drudge. And it's not about singling people out for credit. People need to know that they, you know, their own foundation, their own library, I keep going back to this all the time, the documents have been released via a lawsuit, said we've got to shut this down. This is dangerous. Well, looks like you failed. So the good news is you've tried and tried and tried and tried and tried. And you keep failing and failing and failing. And the audits and the harassment and the death threats and the PIs and all of it hasn't helped you. And look, more leaks are coming out, even though the whistleblowers are getting shot four times in the back. You've taken our restraint and the fact that a lot of folks have been in a trance for weakness. But tyrants always find out when they start killing people openly, it's the beginning of the end. If you would have gone with soft power, you'd still be in control. But you're losing control very, very fast. Speaking of DrudgeReport.com, for TV viewers, radio listeners should just go there. You can see it. How is the empire going to strike back? Well, right there. Headless Uber. I love how Drudge does that, because I would just come out and say, look, Uber admits their plan is to have driverless cars. They admit they want to have a monopoly. It's hooked into Rahm Emanuel's brother with billions of investment. That's why they're allowed to operate in all these liberal cities, even though they undercut the unions and screw everybody. I mean, I'm all for having competition and being picked up, but Uber wants a monopoly themselves and wants to work with the state to create one. I mean, it's even worse. It's taking innovation, but controlled innovation, so it takes over the market. Just like Google's doing, so they can control information now and, you know, delist stories about Hillary's health. Headless Uber, their goal, they said this 3 years ago, but now they admit it openly, as Gizmodo spotted a self-driving Uber in Pittsburgh. That's right. They're actually putting self-drivers on the road. They've got the insurance. They're willing to pay. Statistically, there have been a lot of crashes, a lot of problem with driverless cars that Ford's testing, Google's testing, Uber's testing. And now they drive around with these big antennas on, just like Google, grabbing your info, tracking what you're doing. We have to make a decision to not be displaced by these, because they admit, I told people this 20 years ago, but now it's admitted, I can just see it, common sense, they're going to come out, and they're now doing it, and say, humans just aren't as safe as computers. You can pay a lot more on insurance, but your insurance will be 10% of what it will be if you just go with driverless. And you'll still drive it. Toyota and Mercedes are already like this. You already pay more for their luxury models like Lexus, where, oh, it has all these smart things that beep, and it'll stop if you don't stop, and it'll keep you from swerving. You're already in a robot car. And they're killing people all the time with them, like Michael Hastings. I talked 20 years ago about people being killed, how they could program cars already to be driverless and kill you. And some of the leaks that are going to be coming out, little birdie told me, are going to be dealing with different agency programs and protocols to use the commandeering and hijacking of vehicles that are remote control to kill you. Well, of course, if in the old days it was how to cut brake lines and how to take the bolts off the wheels so that once you sped up to 70 miles an hour, you know, just how to set it where the wheels would come off. Like happened to Nigel Farage, the leader of UKIP. Like happened to his airplane. Pilot can't talk very well, but he's all right as long as you don't unplug him. God bless him. But Farage climbed out of there bleeding, face half torn off, and was back in the saddle a few months later. And quite frankly, I don't blame him wanting to kind of back off now and ride off in the sunset at least for a while, because it's not even that I'm tired or not even that I'm scared of him killing me. At a certain point, it's kind of embarrassing, even though I'm doing it for the right reasons, to always be hopping around, you know, in front of the dragon, spitting on it, kicking it in the nose, pointing it out to everybody. I mean, even though I want this mission, parts of me at a certain point were like, man, I wish other people stepped forward so they can have their time to roll the dice over and over again. I just thank God that I'm still alive. Thank you, God, and thank you, listeners, for your prayers. I'll get to the Hillary clip and Paul Watson's report. Stay with us.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-Seed Oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-Seed Oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-Seed Oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson baby powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
From the InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right. Hillary Clinton is now the biggest conspiracy theorist on the planet. They call us a conspiracy theorist when we see billions given to their foundation, and then the people that give the money are given even bigger concessions by the State Department. That's 2 + 2 = 4. Years ago, everybody talked about how the foundation was a fraud. Now we have the emails proving it. So it's not a conspiracy theory if you say heat up water to 250 degrees on your stovetop and put three or four eggs in there because you're going to make deviled eggs, that that's going to boil those eggs. No, it's 2 plus 2 equals 4. So much of what we do is just common sense. She says it's a conspiracy theory that she ever had stolen glory and lied in the Balkans and said that she was under sniper fire. We have the CBS and NBC video of her not being attacked and war wasn't going on for 50 miles around her. Total lie. Then she said, oh, the plane was shot up coming in on landing. That wasn't true either. But she just says, conspiracy theory. And David Knight had a great point. He came in here today to talk to me. And he said, listen, I know you're probably going to respond to all these attacks today, but how about we just move forward on all the corruption she's engaged in, because she never responds when she's caught red-handed. She just moves on with the attack. And he's got a good point. But my broadcast overall, and so the different hosts have different angles and things that they're strong in, my broadcast isn't even so much about defending InfoWars or attacking the system. It's about getting people to realize how the system works, because once you know how they operate and their tricks, you will understand it all on your own and won't even need to tune in to Alex Jones to know what's going on. And that's even kind of a condescending statement. I only have my perspective on things. It's very truthful. It's still from my perspective. It's not perfect. We need to get a culture going again of thinking and understanding and knowing dirty tricks. I talk to people in radio and TV and networks, and they can't believe that I can sit there and watch what they're doing and see little tricks and stuff. And they tell me, well, even our hosts don't know the tricks. They just do what we say. How do you know all these tricks? This is stuff top consultants, come in and we pay millions for. And by the way, I don't have the energy, the stamina to sit here and do the tricks. I just know when I'm seeing them. Here's one. A super good-looking woman looking at you at a teleprompter like she is in love with you across the table at an Italian food restaurant, and you know in 30 minutes you're going to be at her house with her, and this is really exciting. They sit there with those women and train them how to just, oh, my God, oh, yeah, oh, baby, oh, my God. I mean, that's just one level. But they stack on so much fakeness that the true secret weapon of genuineness is gone. And then you get Hillary, who's like a stuffed mannequin that they roll out there, except when she gets on a power trip and looks all crazy like a borderline personality disorder meets a psychopath. And, like when the Secret Service runs up and the doctor runs up with the EpiPen and, you know, they see a woman, jump up and say something to the crowd, and Hillary kind of flips out and gets this weird look on her face. And he goes, it's okay, baby. It's okay. She goes, it's okay. I mean, she looks like what I've seen in movies, which is reenactments of real things I've occasionally seen. We've all been walking out of a hotel or walking out of a restaurant, and you see a pimp with two good-looking women. You know he's a pimp. And one of the girls is drugged out, and she's kind of flipping out, and he goes, it's okay, baby. It's all right. It's all right, sweetie. And they just kind of, hey, it's all right, baby. It's all right, baby. I mean, this is the handler that goes around behind her, whoever this black doctor is. We find his name with this tranquilizer pen behind her. Can we play that again? I know I'm springing this on you. And then we'll go into Hillary attacking me. But here's the deal. She released right after the speech, the quote, speech. And I looked at it last night and went back and watched the speech. Only two other times did she go off the speech. She went off the speech on me and gets this crazy look in her eye and then leans back like she's Emperor Palpatine and just being attacked by Mace Windu and just goes, oh, his heart, his heart. Well, we have a special. I'm going to make the video. It costs us $5 roughly to buy the shirts, then to print them, and then to ship them here, right here in the U.S. Printed in the U.S. I think they're made in Mexico, or they'd be $10 a piece. We do sell shirts made in the U.S. for $20-something bucks, but it costs $10 just for the shirt before printing. But the point is, we have the Hillary for President shirts, and this is called Operation Darkheart, to celebrate how ridiculous she is. $9.95 shipping included. So you don't pay shipping. $9.95, that is cost. For a Hillary for President shirt, we've never gone this low, except when I did it for $5.95 and you had to pay for shipping. So I guess that was a little bit more. Get your shirt today. No excuses. You see the huge effect it's having as we realize how strong we are, as you meet like-minded people. Give a gift of Hillary for President shirt. Wear it out in public. Let them see it. It's a great conversation starter. You can go to InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And we have the new bio-available BioTrue Selenium from the powerful mustard seed. From our research, this is the very best selenium out there. Another one of those key missing links, just like iodine and vitamin C. They all three go together. But people know about vitamin C, not about iodine. We have the best out there, the cleanest, X2. And BioTrue Selenium helps support immune system, but way beyond that, it's used in all electrochemical activities. If you don't, here's an example of studies in males. If you don't have enough bioavailable organic, most of the stuff sold isn't organic, it's synthetic, selenium, your body will take it from the brain for your reproductive organs, your testicles or ovaries. That's kind of the joke about, you know, people that are having a lot of, kind of seem dumbed down. It's not just that you're exhausted. It's draining your actual essence out of your brain, to quote General Jack T. Ripper. That's actually kind of true, but when I quote Dr. Strangelove, Jimmy Kimmel, that satire tagged on for a little bit of fun, sorry. But BioTrue Selenium, available at InfoWarsStore.com or by simply calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Mandrake, I do not eschew the company of women. And I do deny them my essence. And Mandrake saying, yes, Jack. Have you seen Stanley Kubrick's Dr. Strangelove? You haven't seen it. 1964, incredible film. And I'm just letting you know that's where I'm going with that. Kind of like I played clips of Caddyshack from 1980 and made jokes about the pickle. And then they said, I'm all serious about the pickle. I mean, clearly she did not open the pickle jar. We're going to prove that in a moment. But it's all part of the fraud. We made a joke of you and the pickle can that is Hillary Clinton. And who's ever heard of a pickle can? So, before I go any further, thank you for your support. You're funding the broadcast and this political kamikaze mission, as it's been dubbed properly by the press. I don't want to crash into the side of their conning tower, but politically, I don't get all my gun bursts and bombs into the conning tower, I do plan to circle back around and go directly into the conning tower. So that's what we're doing here politically, is we're going in, we're not backing off, we're not playing games, we're committed, and that's what humans are meant to do. It feels incredible. So thank you all for your support. Thousands of other great items for preparedness, non-GMO, heirloom seeds, where you can actually grow cucumbers and make pickles. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the nutraceutical site. It takes you right through the subpage. And there's also another company I work with. These aren't nutraceuticals we've developed, but these are great nutraceuticals, great supplements, and that's InfoWarsTeam.com. That's the folks at Longevity. When you go there and sign up to be a distributor, you get big discounts. You can sign up for AutoShip and get discounts as well. I'll get free shipping. And then the purchase there, Beyond Tangy Tangerine or Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, you name it, goes to fund this operation as well. InfoWarsTeam.com. Thank you so much for all of your support. And then there's InfoWarsHealth.com as a subgroup of that. It's kind of a news site, but we don't update it. I'm about to redesign that. Okay, where to begin now? Let's reset, and let me tell you some of the news coming up. I don't want to just talk about ourselves all day. We need to talk about globalism, what's happening militarily. Turkey's been moving tanks and troops into Syria, just basically invading. All this craziness is going on. We've got Assange saying most interesting and serious Hillary info yet to come. U.S. second quarter growth trimmed to 1.1%. That's depression level, just in case you know. Because that even fake numbers, I mean, probably 4% negative growth. I mean, it's, according to Shadow Stats and John Williams, this is heavily cooked. We're going to also get into some of the other programs going on, some of the fake assassination attempts and other things. Do you prefer ma'am or sir? New DOJ video shows cops, and if you don't, they're going to sue you, how to treat transgender people. You can't profile anybody else, but you better ask a man if he's really a woman. I mean, this is how you bring down a society. But first, Hillary Clinton. I'm doing overdrive in the fourth hour with Joe Biggs and Anthony Gucciardi, and I'm sitting here, and they run in and they say, here's the transcript. Hillary Clinton just attacked you. So I read the transcript. Then I actually see the video. They play a few minutes later, and it's much more than what was in the transcript, where she starts talking about my dark heart, couldn't say black heart because that'd be racist. They're even saying, don't, kids are getting in trouble for saying brownies. You know, oh, brownies. Oh, you're insulting me. Oh, call the police. Police were called. You know, this is the mental illness that's being pushed. But Hillary gets up there and she gets real emotional when she talks about me. And that's the thing about Hillary. She's constantly in a rage. She takes everything personal. She's basically schizoid. She has psychotic breaks constantly. And everyone must be persecuted. Dr. Drew fired even though he had a hit show for 5 years. 1 week after he said she does look sick. You know, staffers that reportedly are the maybe the leaker, to, you know, shot in the back 4 times 2 days after it happens. Beating Bill Clinton over the head with an ashtray. A lot of folks are going with the angle that paranoid Hillary smears Alex Jones during conspiracy-obsessed rant. And I agree. I mean, I work for Putin or have contact with the Russians like I have contact with Santa Claus. I mean, it's not going on. She talked about this horrible, evil nationalism rising in America that's pushed by Trump or pushed by Putin. Nationalism just means our Bill of Rights, our Constitution, due process, private property, low taxes, the Second Amendment, religious rights again, which are being trampled, lady. They always go, oh, the new thing is global government. It's so new and cool. Oh, new like cancer? Like, I've never had cancer, but it's new, so it must be. You've got cancer. Yay, it's something new in my body. It must be good. No, it's not good. Unelected foreign globalist groups running us. Nationalism isn't coming from Putin. It's coming from the breast of the average person worldwide, regardless of race, color, creed, or all human race, wanting basic self-determination and freedom. And they know that. But they've had the Politico, they've had the Economist, and all of them come out and say, globalist organs of disinformation, but orders to their own people. We are the liberal world government to counter the racist nation. And whatever your nation is, yeah, you're pretty much Brazilian or you're this or that. And you're like, outside groups are coming in to take you over and bringing immigrants in to be client groups they control because they're controlled by the state. Who, well, you can't blame them. They're basically prisoners, underclass, permanent underclass. I'm not saying they're bad underclass. I'm saying they're being kept as an underclass, truly exploited as modern sharecroppers. That's what Mexicans are used for, or other people being brought into the country. They are victims in many respects. But the point is, the globalists are the ones that architect it. And then use it. And then they bring these people in. They do all this. And Hillary says it's this horrible nationalism where people kind of finally wake up and go, there's some foreign thing that's secret that's going to run all our trade. And England voted to get out of this thing, but can't get out, but never voted to get in. I mean, common sense is happening. They don't want you to look at the man behind the curtain, but Toto, Matt Drudge, and you and me and all of us pulled the curtain back. We did it. We're hurting them. But it shouldn't be hard. What they're doing is outrageous. All we have to do is when they tell us these aren't the droids you're looking for, and they're the droids we're looking for in the back of the spear, no, those are the droids we're looking for. I mean, they play this game of, well, there is a world government, but it's different from what you said. I mean, the games. So let's go ahead and go to this clip of Hillary, and she's talking about my dark heart. You mean my heart of courage? I mean, I'm not claiming I'm the greatest guy ever around, but I have serious guilt issues when I do things that most people say, why are you guilty about that? I feel guilty when I'm forced to defeat an enemy because I don't like to dominate people. Hillary is the monster who doesn't give tips, hates everybody, treats everybody like crap. I've talked to Secret Service. I've talked to State Department, Blackwater people. I've talked to them all, and they say Hillary is crazy. She blows up hours a day. She's a psycho on a power trip. She shouldn't have power. She's dangerous. She's falling apart physically, has all these crimes coming out, and still thinks she'll survive as president. Let's go to the clip. Here it is.
What happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones, who claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs? He even said, and this really just is so disgusting, he even said the victims of the Sandy Hook massacre were child actors and no one was actually killed there. I don't know what happens in somebody's mind or how dark their heart must be to say things like that. But Trump doesn't challenge these lies. He actually went on Jones's show and said, "Your reputation is amazing. I will not let you down."
Well,
this
reputation
from the
amazing
man who wants to be president of the United States.
All right. That's enough. It's amazing for taking you on, lady, and having courage like Trump has. He gets it. He's all in. He's standing up against globalism. He believes we're smart. He believes he can have a complex message and that we'll listen to it, understand it, and decide to have a referendum against you. He's making his move. Now, do I totally trust him? I don't even totally trust myself at the end of the day. But I know who you are. I know you're bad. We're going to put lots of clips together of you going, imagine the dark heart that kills 200,000 Christians. They admit that you're behind in Syria and tens of thousands more just because they're black in Libya. Muammar Gaddafi loved black Africans because that's their country. That's their continent. That's their place. That's where they come from, as all humans do. And he died. And you made a big joke about it because you're so, imagine the dark heart that after you have a failed state, killed 50 plus thousand people at the time she made that statement in Libya alone. And then she makes a big joke about it. A guy you set up. Let's play the clip.
We came, we saw, he died.
We came, we saw, he died. Caesar, I came, I saw, I conquered. You came, you saw, and killed people. Oh. Hillary, I bet has nightmares at night. I would too. See, I'm not scared of the worst devils. Because I've been to the mountaintop and I've seen beyond it. And I know what's waiting for me. Because I energetically resonate with life and justice and everything that's good. And I've transcended you, Hillary. I'll live forever and you'll burn in hell.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Nielsen knocks it completely out of the park in this special report dealing with Hillary Clinton's bizarre alt-conservative speech. What she means is real patriots, Americans that are fighting globalist takeover and treason. Here is Paul Watson's devastating report from InfoWars.com.
Hillary Clinton interrupted her coughing fits, seizures, and three-day naps to attack the alt-right. Clinton savaged Trump for weaving
dark conspiracy theories.
Oh, you mean dark conspiracy theories like a YouTube video being responsible for Benghazi?
What difference at this point does it make?
She then proceeded to weave her own gigantic dark conspiracy theory, namely that Vladimir Putin controls InfoWars, Breitbart, and the entire alt-right.
And the grand godfather of this global brand of extreme nationalism is Russian President Vladimir Putin.
That's funny, because I don't recall receiving my paycheck in the mail from the Kremlin.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones.
Right, so Trump is the conspiracy theorist for listening to Alex Jones, yet you just asserted that a former KGB officer under the communist government of the Soviet Union is now the leader of conservatives in America.
What does that mean?
Of course, Hillary failed to identify the real leader of the alt-right. Oh, yeah, and according to another one of Hillary's dark conspiracy theories, Trump is responsible for bullying in schools.
The Trump effect. Bullying and harassment are on the rise in our schools.
Right, because it's not like Trump supporters have been viciously attacked and harassed by leftists for the last 6 months solid. But wait, it gets even funnier. Hillary began reading out headlines written by Milo Yiannopoulos.
Hello.
Birth control makes women unattractive and crazy.
Nobody wants to f*** you.
Would you rather your child had feminism or cancer?
It's the one and only Eagle Double G.
He is taking hate groups mainstream and helping a radical fringe take over.
Oh, you mean like you and Obama have been doing for the last 2 years by mainstreaming Black Lives Matter, a group that has inspired cop killers and whose ideological inspiration is on the FBI's most wanted terrorist list.
These are racist ideas, race-baiting ideas, anti-Muslim, anti-immigrant, anti-women, all key tenets making up the emerging racist ideology known as the alt. Right.
So posting dank memes makes you an evil racist, but openly praising and describing as your mentor a man who founded a KKK chapter, called black people mongrels, and campaigned against the Civil Rights Act.
My friend and mentor Robert C. Byrd.
That's just fine. Hillary also said that the alt-right is
anti-women.
This from the so-called feminist who takes hundreds of millions of dollars from a country that treats women little better than cattle.
Nigel Farage, who stoked anti-immigrant sentiments to win the referendum to have Britain leave the European Union, campaign with Donald Trump in Mississippi.
Yeah, the key word there, Hillary, is win. He won because the tactic of constantly calling him a racist failed, just like your speech. But seriously, if the alt-right are trolls, who inside Hillary's campaign thought it was a bright idea to do the one thing you're not supposed to do with trolls? Which is feed the trolls. The alt-right only succeeds if you respond. You just walked straight into a trap.
It's a trap.
The people running your campaign are complete idiots who don't understand how the internet works. This has backfired more than any of us could ever dream of. Hundreds of thousands of new people are now coming to our websites, where we'll continue to educate them about your failing health, rampant corruption, and sneering, arrogant elitism. Thanks, Hillary.
Racist.
Trolls fire at will politically. The diaper queen is falling.
Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The giant sack of potatoes.